grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Welcome to the studio, Chris Valley from the Hemp Store.
Well, good afternoon, kia ora. And might I say, I felt like you were talking to me before as I was coming through the quad.
Oh,
where's that guy?
Where is he? Where's Chris Valley?
Phone was ringing.
I'm on campus.
I'm here.
I can hear you, John. BFM, of course, playing in the university quad here at the University of Auckland. And beaming via the wireless right across Tamaki Makaurau. And streaming online, if you didn't know that already, you can listen to BFM on the internet, 95bfm.com. But yeah, that's right. How you listen to us. But
indeed, I know some people that are listening right now in Wellington. One guy in particular, who we'll be talking about a little bit soon. But let's start with some French. This is Kev Rader, New Zealand. French Polynesian Assembly this week has approved medicinal cannabis, or passed a law, certainly. So, La Orana Mon Chanvre. That's what you'd say over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was talking to some people from Tahiti that were in the shop this week, and they're very pleased. And they have this long, long history of medical use in particular there.
Yes.
Very mainstream, very widely accepted, except for among the gendarmes, I guess. But that's about to change. So their assembly has passed this law allowing medical use, growing hemp there, and making CBD products from the hemp they grow. So... yeah, wow.
Obviously, the population quite in favour of it. A survey there last year saying 93% of people were in favour of medicinal cannabis use becoming allowed.
That's
great.
Yeah, and that's about the same as here, I guess. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's really good. And I guess, you know, we had just had the Cook Islands pass, they certainly passed that referendum a few weeks ago or months ago. I'm not sure if a law has actually gone through, but certainly the people from Tahiti, they were saying, well, this is the first in the Pacific, and we'll take them at that. I guess, as I say, the Cook Island one probably hasn't passed quite yet, but wow. So there we go. Reform happening in the Pacific at last.
Yes.
Brilliant. Great to start the week with some good news, and good on you, Tahiti, and I can't wait to go back and sample some of their great cannabis. They get to grow year-round, multi-crops a year.
Oh, yeah.
And from what they were saying, they often just get in the from Hawaii, a bit of Maui Waui and Pakalolo, and get that in and in through the mail.
Nice one.
And away they go. So that's great stuff. Now, if you're in another part of the world and did that, you might be on a different sort of list. We're in Saudi Arabia, not content with letting Qatar upstage them with human rights abuses, which has been in the headlines a lot with the World Cup. Saudi Arabia thought they'd upstage them by executing 14 non-violent drug offenders over the last couple of weeks. Some of these have been via beheading with the sword. Stress again, non-violent drug offenders. So,
not even, I mean, some of them international people caught in Saudi, not even locals.
Yeah.
Just beheading people that they've caught with a bit of some stash on them.
Boy, so.
Not the place to be this week.
Not there. Place to be that would be awesome, though. New York this week has started handing out its first adult use cannabis dispensary licenses. And even better, of this first batch of 36 that have been issued this week, most of them have gone to non-profits and social equity applicants, which are people who have been busted. And this is a deliberate strategy as part of the New York cannabis law reform. And their cannabis control board chair, Tremaine Wright, said that we've ensured the first sales will be made at dispensaries operated by those impacted by the unjust enforcement of cannabis prohibition. Great stuff. I love that. But word of, on the other hand, The Guardian this week reported that New York growers, also licensed and legal, but up till now they've had nowhere to actually sell it to. And they are sitting on a stockpile of US $750 million of cannabis, which of course is going off. So while that's going on the legal side, while they wait for these retail licenses to be issued and that, then unlicensed cannabis is just all over the place in New York. There are weed trucks everywhere, Times Square, people just selling it, unlicensed stores just openly there. And you know, his, I don't think that's a problem necessarily, as long as they're doing age limits. But stuff this week, old Mark Yardley, who I believe is a 1ZB guy, reports that he hates the smell. It's really unbecoming of New York, ruining his vibe. Yeah, well, don't go then. Meanwhile, Oregon, other side of America, they have taken Joe Biden's invitation to pardon people and just gone and done it. And the so the governor, Kate Brown, has just this week pardoned 47,000 people, convictions of small amounts of cannabis, and noting, you know, that this gets in the way of good housing, employment, educational opportunities, and these sorts of things. So
just done with the stroke of a pen.
Done it.
See you later, cannabis.
Done it.
Cannabis conviction.
Yeah.
Okay. That easy.
That easy.
Yes.
Could
because obviously it obviously has a massive impact on some people and their opportunities, and, you know, creates a barrier for them to access employment and housing.
That is exactly right. That's what they're saying. And that great link through here to another story that just came out yesterday, and that is, it was reported on Stuff, a cannabis convicted pensioner says that finding a rental is not easy. And listeners of the show might even be familiar with Brian Borland, who was part of the Cannabus, Normal's Cannabus crew, and part of the Dactory back in the day. And he, you know, he's been covered here and stuff because after a lifetime of protesting what he sees as bullshit, in quote marks, bullshit cannabis laws, he's now finding a hard time getting anywhere to live. He's been in jail for the last few years from you know, running the Dactory in Whangarei. And now he's struggling to find somewhere to live. And age concern, noting, well, this is actually is quite a lot of older people now that have convictions for silly things like that that really shouldn't get in the way of their housing, but do.
Has been living in a car, which is a really sorry state of affairs. You got to feel, you know, some empathy for him, you know, just to be locked out of a rental property because you have grown some cannabis in the past is... crazy.
Bro, Brian, if you're listening, heart goes out to you. And if anyone up in the Whangarei area has somewhere that he can live, he's an engineer by trade. He's offering to help do up wherever he is or do some work or whatever. So get in touch if you can give Brian a place to live.
Yes, yes, yes.
Meanwhile, after all that, bro, I need to unwind with some of this blatant sponsorship. Now, this Good Herb soda that we're going to give away, it's even called Unwind. This is a soft drink made with cannabis terpenes. Do you want the in zone? Because you've got to keep working, mate.
Yeah, hang on.
I'm unwinding. These have different blends of terpenes, just like different strains of cannabis. Some are uplifting, some are sedating. Well, they've all got THC in them, but the difference is the terpenes. It's this kind of effect. And this is what these guys are recreating. It's a great local company, made here in Auckland, in New Zealand, and tastes like cannabis. And, you know, it doesn't have the cannabinoids, but...
So no CBD? No, just terpenes.
Personally, I'd have it with some.
Yes.
But you don't have to do that.
Do you find that it enhances your vibe if you had it with some THC or CBD?
Yeah, absolutely. But a lot of things do, right? But yes, I do. I do enjoy having a unwind with my afternoon 420.
Yeah.
And so we're going to give some away with a skill question.
Okay.
Should have said that at the beginning because you've got to be listening.
All right.
But anyway, next thing. Listen closely to this, and this is because I said this at the beginning. There's a great guy down in Wellington who has had a victory this week, and that is a censorship win. We have some of the harshest censorship laws in the world in New Zealand, and no kind of like constitution that's kind of guaranteeing anything. And our censorship law says if a publication discusses matters of crime, that makes it objectionable, i.e. banned. And unfortunately, cannabis being illegal has fallen into that. And so when you look through at the list of things that have been banned in New Zealand, you look up their database, it's like cannabis books and child porn and not much else, you know, and it's really weird. And so anyway, this guy, who's actually a medical cannabis using patient, had imported Ed Rosenthal's Cannabis Growers Handbook, great book, and customs seized it. He didn't take them at that and said, no, I'm going to appeal. And he argued, and this was the exactly the right argument to make, and that's that, well, cannabis is no longer completely illegal. There's actually some legal users, including himself, including myself, legal growers, licensed growers. And so you can't just say matters of crime and ban it. And the censors actually agreed. So that book has been unbanned. So if you want to get your hands on Ed Rosenthal's Cannabis Growers Handbook, then get it. We'll certainly be getting it back at the hemp store. It has been made R16, though,
yes.
So they've said, okay, basically, if you're a child, you might not be able to make that distinction that this is still illegal for some people.
Okay.
And for most people, in fact. So anyway, it's R16. That's better than banned completely. And, you know, you've got to take your victories when you get them, eh?
Yes. But, I mean, would there have been a customs declaration on the, I don't know, the package to say it was this particular book?
They probably just opened it.
They just opened it by chance.
I'm not sure about that thing.
Yeah.
But they can kind of scan and look inside.
It seems
and stuff,
so strange.
It does a bit that they'd be, you know, wanting to see what a book is as opposed to looking for something else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Hmm. Anyway, that's great. So congratulations, and I think that's great. It just shows don't take their crap, and if you appeal, you might just win and help out everyone else at the same time.
So I was just speaking about backwards kind of New Zealand drug laws and that sort of stuff. There's two, I guess, documentaries coming out. One from Guy and Espina, and there's also a Paddy Gow one coming up. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Guillaume, I prefer to call him.
Yes.
Guillaume Espina's Wasted premieres on Radio New Zealand and TVNZ1 next Wednesday, 8:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's going to be really interesting, looking at the costs of the war on drugs. And then meanwhile, Paddy Gow is in on the action. He's doing All the Drugs. That's the name of it. And that's on TV3 Tuesday 6th December.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that great? Now, I'm going to say, I don't normally quote people off our Facebook page, but this was Russell Brown, and I'm sure he won't mind me quoting him, and because he posted in response to that, this, you know, remarkably, two prominent journalists have made documentaries arguing for comprehensive drug decriminalisation to screen in prime time within a week of each other. That's a big deal for the conversation.
Yes, totally. Totally. Both, I mean, on 1 and 3 as well.
Prime time.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. So look out for that, and you know, we'll keep spreading the word, but do as well.
Totally.
Make sure all your family and friends are, you know, going to be watching it.
Also good to have these conversations before we head into another general election, I reckon.
Yeah,
you know, it is a good
right.
time for it, just to make sure this conversation is actually happening.
Mm.
Okay. Government, listen up, or future government, listen up, please. Okay. Now, Chris, what's happening at the hemp store? It's DAC Friday.
Bro,
next week?
It's is that right now, DAC Friday, well, Black Friday is officially tomorrow, despite all these people getting in on it last week. But at the hemp store, we prefer to do DAC Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we pulled the pin on that at 4:20, so with a big fatty, that was why I was slightly late. So anyway, DAC Friday runs through till midnight Sunday, and it's on our site or in the shop, or you can call us up on the 0800. And yeah, lots of good deals. Check them out.
Okay,
30%
sweet.
Off a vape. You want a new vape? Get in there.
Mm-hmm. Clothing, detox, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Drug checking.
That's next week. So next Thursday, 1st of December, at the shop. It's first Thursday is next Thursday, all along K Road. Everyone's going to be open late. Got heaps of good stuff going on. And we'll have the Drug Foundation. Bless them. We're going to be in the shop testing everyone's stuff. So bring in your concentrates and your buds and your other mystery things. And you can get them checked out and find out what's actually in them.
Okay, nice one. And Chris,
that's gonna be awesome. I love that. I love those days.
What is the question for this?
This is for someone who's listening really closely. What's the name of that book that got re-legalized, that got unbanned? That's a tricky one.
Text on through.
We did just say it.
Text on through to 5395. The title of the book, which has just been unbanned, and you could win this pack of Good Herb Soda, which is delicious. I'm sipping on it right now.
All right.
Name of the B card and the name of the book, please. Chris, thank you very much, and we'll see you up at the hemp store.
Thank you. Cheers, Johnny.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.